Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging with me because we got our good buddy Wayne Allen Root with us, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne's back. Wayne is the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2008, and he's also not only a business owner himself, he's a son of a business owner, and he's the author of the book The Science of a Libertarian. If you've been watching television anywhere at all, any of the talking head shows in the last 6 months, you've seen his handsome face, heard his intelligent voice on those shows, and I'm happy to say he's part of our brain trust. Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, am I allowed to give you a couple of corrections on that introduction?
Yes.
Well, first of all, it's the conscience of a libertarian,
what
not
did
the
I
science,
say?
The conscience.
What did I thought I said the conscience.
You said the science of a libertarian.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
The conscience of a libertarian. It's the subtitle that's important, though.
I'm looking at it. Why did I say that?
And the subtitle is The Conscience of a Libertarian Empowering the Citizen Revolution with God, Guns, Gambling, and Tax Cuts.
There you go.
And that's what we need right now is a citizen revolution. And the second correction you'll like, I'm not just...
There's
the
more? I did something else wrong?
Well, I'm not just the son of a small businessman. You'll be happy to hear. I'm also the grandson of a small businessman. My dad and grandfather were both small business owners of a butcher store.
Oh, okay. Well, see, there was no way. But now, Wayne, there was no way for me to know that.
I know that. That's not even a correction.
Folks,
it's more of an addition that I thought you'd be happy to hear.
I'm so glad to hear that third generation small business owner. I was hoping that Wayne would come out of his shell today. We've worked so hard on that lately.
Succeeded. It worked.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. It's good to have you here. And I can't believe I said it. I mean, I'm literally looking at the book, The Conscience of a... I guess I just blocked out the C-O-N there, but The Conscience of a Libertarian. I've mentioned it many times on the show before. Wayne, about a week ago, a little less than a week ago, there was a jobs summit at the White House. President Obama convened a jobs summit. Good for him for doing that. I'm proud of him for doing that, but I'm not proud of him for the way he cast that meeting because I didn't feel like the people who actually know anything about creating jobs in America on Main Street were even in attendance. What do you think?
Correct. Well, that's what I said from day one. From the first day, which was about 3.5 weeks ago, that I heard him announce he was having a job summit, my prediction was, on every radio station in the country that I appeared on, he would have a job summit starring big business, big government, and big companies, and big unions, and leave out small business. And, of course, that's exactly what he did. And I've heard people complain about the same thing, but they complained that he didn't have any representatives of, you know, gigantic small business associations. How about if he just picked out at random five or six small businessmen and women
apparently,
over the United States?
Now, to be fair, he did have, there were about three or four real small business owners there. So, I mean, good for him for that. But and I'm glad he had the big guys there, the big companies there, because they create jobs too.
Hey, Jim, I guarantee you, if he had a small business owner there, first of all, it's not my definition of small business. I guarantee you.
Well, they
it's
probably
a contributor to Obama. All it is was a liberal who contributed to Obama, who he had show up because they're a big shot at the Democratic Party.
Well, here's what I'm pretty sure didn't happen. I'm looking for the transcript of that meeting. Do you have access to that? Do you know anything about that?
I do not.
I wonder if they actually made a transcript of it, but I would like to hear what they said, because what I would have said was President Obama, if he had invited me, which I can't believe I wasn't invited. Can you, Wayne?
I mean, I can't believe I wasn't invited, so the two of us should have been.
Well, I understand why you weren't invited, but I don't understand why I wasn't. But the thing is I would have said, Mr. President, small business owners are frightened right now of the policies that you're proposing.
Right.
Stop doing some of these things, at least for a while. I mean, you know, I know you've got your agenda. You've got your right to some of these things. But the things that you're proposing are scaring us, and it's making us not want to hire people.
Well, you're a smart man, because that's exactly my prescription. There is nobody – hiring. As a matter of fact, all of my friends, you know, not just because I ran for vice president, but because I'm an outgoing guy, I have a lot of friends, and all my friends happen to be small businessmen. They own restaurants, they own dry cleaners, they own real estate agencies, and every one of them is cutting employees. They're not only not hiring, they want to get rid of, shed as many as much of their debt and as many of their liabilities as they can. And unfortunately, because of Obama, the word liability and the word debt is associated with having an employee.
Yeah.
When you hire someone, that's a new tax, not just the salary, but you've now got to pay payroll taxes, you got to pay health insurance,
plus the new stuff,
federal and state
plus
taxes.
The new stuff that's
ridiculous.
Being proposed, and which we're going to talk about on the other side of these messages. Also, folks, Mr. Obama, President Obama announced some tax issues, some tax credits, some tax abatements for small business owners this week. I want to get Wayne to talk to us about that in a little bit. Right after these messages, it's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Wayne Allen Root is our guest. His book is called The Conscience of the Libertarian.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play, and we danced.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, being part of my day. I appreciate that very much. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And check out all the things we got there that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Wayne Allen Root is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the former vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2008. He's the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian, third-generation small business owner, and someone we've gotten to know over the last year or so. Wayne, we're talking about the president's job summit. And I know it's over, and I know that a lot of people think, well, you know, why don't you just move on? Well, you know, they're continuing to talk about jobs, and the president's continuing to realize that he's got to talk about jobs. So many politicians like to use the word jobs, or they like to invoke the term small business when they really don't know anything about either one of those things. They don't know anything about how to create a job. They don't know anything about how a small business owner behaves and what they need. And one of the examples, one of the best examples to me, is this: the tax proposals that the president announced this week. One of the things that he wants to get a lot of credit for, and some people who should know better are giving him credit for, Wayne, is cutting the capital gains tax rate to zero for small businesses. Right now, the last thing in the world a small business owner needs is to cut the capital gains rate. We don't have any gains to be taxed.
Well, I agree we don't have any gains to be taxed. I agree that it won't work because of the environment we're in, and with him as president threatening gigantic tax increases for any money that any small businessman makes. Having said that, I will give him one compliment. The idea is a good idea if it was an environment with someone like me or Sarah Palin as president, and we wanted tax cuts and we wanted to encourage investment in small business. It's a great idea. But I don't think he came up with it. I mean, it's right out of my book.
If you read
my book, The Conscience of a Libertarian, it asks for not only a suspension of taxes if you're willing to invest in a small business of capital gains taxes, but in general, get rid of capital gains taxes.
But
in
see,
Hong
here's
Kong,
the
they don't have any.
But here's the problem with the capital gains thing, Wayne. Capital gains. If you went out and found 1,000 tax returns for small businesses, classic small businesses, very few of them would have any capital gains on their books, because that's not how we do business. And so then they say, well, we're doing this to encourage investors to invest in small businesses. Most small businesses don't want investment money.
Yeah. Listen, we're talking about apples to oranges, because I think when you hear about one of the biggest scandals in America, it's you'll hear executives of the organizations that help small businessmen like you and me, Jim, say that when the government sets aside $1 billion in contracts for small business, almost 100% of it goes to subsidiaries of billion-dollar companies. They call that small business.
Mm-hmm.
So when Obama talks about a capital gains tax cut or suspension for small business investment, it's of course going to be to help his friends who own gigantic organizations that they call small business, but which are subsidiaries of billion-dollar companies, and give million-dollar donations to him. It's different. kinds of small business. Well, but you're right. It won't make a difference in this environment because no one wants to start a new business under Barack Obama.
The capital gains thing is a non-starter. It disappoints me because I've heard some talking heads this week on television. Some of these are friends of mine, people who are members of my brain trust. One or two are members of my brain trust. Giving him kudos for dropping the capital gains rate on small business, it's not going to help. But I missed one piece of his speech. Did he propose a tax credit for hiring people?
Yes, he did. I heard that he did, but I haven't paid much attention, Jim, for a good reason. It just doesn't matter. At the same time, you're talking about passing the most massive tax increase in history by undoing the Bush tax cuts. You're talking about passing the most ambitious tax increase in history with universal health care and a tax on the rich pay for
that's
it.
That's going through right now, and that's scaring the bejeebers out of small businesses right now.
And you're talking about cap and trade. That's the worst of all of them.
Yeah, yeah. And
so
also,
none of it matters.
And don't forget the card check bill, the union bill.
Well, the card check bill for the moment appears dead.
But
it's
still proposed it this year, though, Wayne. That doesn't make me want to hire more people if I think they're going to unionize me.
Right, and don't forget, on the local level, you know, every single person I know, no matter what state you're in, even in a great low-tax state like Nevada where I live, they're proposing 100 new tax increases on the local level because they can't fund education anymore.
Right.
They can't pay for any of the things on the local level, from welfare to food stamps, that the government gives them some help on, Medicare, Medicaid, states pay some, government pays some. The states are all bankrupt, so the increases on the local level are going to literally drive small business out of business. When you add it to Obama's proposed taxes, it's the most socialistic system our country has ever faced in history.
The other thing that he's proposed is, and I guess he's trying to get credit for something that's already there, and that's an extension of the $250,000 Section 179 direct expensing, but that's not going to help most small business owners because they're not borrowing money to buy capital equipment. The surveys that I'm reporting on my show indicate that people are not buying capital items. Small businesses are not buying capital items. So we don't need more deductions for things that we're not going to buy.
Yeah, well, listen, it also goes back. My whole book is about Barry Goldwater. That's why it's called The Conscience of the Libertarian, because he's my hero. And his book was called, in 1960, The Conscience of a Conservative.
Right.
And Barry Goldwater said, as much as I love tax cuts and as much as I think that taxes are basically theft, government stealing your property, I support tax cuts only when you're going to combine them with spending cuts. Otherwise, you're going to bankrupt the country.
Right.
And Barry Goldwater was right. And Barack Obama has never met a spending cut he likes. There are no spending cuts. It's only spend more money. So I admit it's good. I think it's a positive step in the right direction if you cut any tax on small business. So, you know, I'll take
it's just a drop in the water, a drop of water in an ocean of problems.
There we
right
go.
Now.
The country is going to go under from the weight of all the new spending.
And the debt.
Even if some of it helps small businessmen and women.
The debt. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Wayne Allen Root. His book is called The Conscience of a Libertarian. Stay with us. Little Green Onions bringing us back. Booker T and the MG, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. Having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Allen Root, the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian, Empowering Civil Citizen Revolution with God, Guns, Gambling, and Tax Cuts. And Wayne, tell us how we can find you, how we can find your book.
The website is root4america.com, R-O-O-T, 4, F-O-R, America.com. The book, as recently as 3 weeks ago, hit number one in three categories at Amazon.com. And I always recommend to everybody, you can buy it anywhere, any bookstore, but go to Amazon.com because you can shop for the convenience of your home and buy online. So that's what I always say, buy it at Amazon.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And and wherever you find it, it'll be in the bookstores all over the place. Wayne, I don't know what it's going to take, but until the government, somebody in our federal government, figures out that they are what's in the way of prosperity.
Correct.
Not the economy, not the marketplace, not your business or my business. Until somebody up there becomes a grown-up and looks at this thing intelligently and says, wait a minute, we got to get out of our own economy's way, the government does. I mean, I know it sounds, that may sound simplistic and naive, but that's where the problem is, Wayne.
It is, and I'll tell you, the biggest problem is going to be cap and trade and universal health care. That's a double whammy that could destroy industry and small business and big business in this country, all three of them. And here's the thing that bothers me. I predicted this from day one, Jim. I said that they're going to talk about the public option day and night, night and day, until everybody agrees you can't have it, and they realize that. And then they're going to give it up, and they're going to vote for something that's such a gigantic expansion of government anyway,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't include the word public option. So people will go, the average person in the street will go, wow, that terrible thing everyone was talking about, they've given up, so it's okay. We're okay. We're not okay. It's going to be a huge new program that spends trillions of dollars more, even without the public option. And 5 or 10 years from now, it's going to explode in spending, just like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security eventually did, and it's going to bankrupt the country.
Do you think it's a fait accompli? Do you think this thing is...
It's a fait accompli that we're going to have some sort of a new gigantic program, an expansion of government, and or a new gigantic expansion of Medicare, even though the original Medicare is literally driving the entire country to bankruptcy itself.
That's exactly right.
They're going to go without the public option. Who cares?
And listen, that obligation for Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, those obligations are not even part of the $11 trillion of debt we have right now.
Correct.
That's on top. Those are contingent liabilities.
Listen, our biggest problem, when you say get government out of the way, our biggest problem, there's lots of problems, but I'll tell you the biggest one, is that the average government employee makes 40% more than the average private sector worker with an equivalent job.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama thinks the answer to no jobs is having millions of new government jobs created and millions of government jobs saved, and all he's doing is saving jobs for people that are going to retire.
I'll tell you one group that was invited to the job summit were the unions, especially SEIU.
Yeah, well, he loves government employee unions and teachers unions, and what nobody tells you is...
Those people don't create jobs.
Well, not only that, they get to retire in 20 years, Jim, and live on almost a full salary for the rest, a full pension for the rest of their lives if they live another 45 years. We're paying their full salary and free health care for another 45 years that they're not working.
Do you think most Americans realize that the numbers that they put together on this health care plan are based on collecting money for 10 years but only delivering services for 6?
I think most Americans, if you look at polls, are against the public option and against a new government expansion, and they all believe it'll raise their taxes.
And support for this is under 40% now, so why are they pushing it through?
Because the liberals who back Barack Obama, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Chris Dodd, Barney Frank, you name the extreme left liberals that I believe are socialists, they're demanding it. MoveOn.org are demanding it, and they're their base of contributions and support. And they don't care what the American public in general thinks. They care what their supporters think.
And maybe at their own peril next November. Wayne, I've got about a minute left. Third-party interest is growing in America.
Yeah, the latest polls show that more people identify as independents than either Republicans or Democrats by far.
Yeah.
I believe the number is now as high as 48 or 49% in different polls who call themselves independents. I think the time is ripe for a third-party candidate. A new Ross Perot could win right now.
Are you going to be the Libertarians' presidential candidate?
Well, that's my plan. They got to vote for me. You know, they could throw me out. I don't know if I'm watched or not.
Is there a problem with the name Libertarian in America, you think?
No, I don't think so. I think most people just don't know it. I think the problem is that we haven't gotten the name out, and I think as you realize, I'm a pretty big mouth guy from New York, and I'll get that name out really well that no one else has in the past. So
Wayne,
we'll be just fine.
Give us the website one more time.
Website's rootforamerica.com, and the book is The Conscience of a Libertarian, Empowering the Citizen Revolution with God, Guns, Gambling, and Tax Cuts.
Hey, Wayne, will you come back another day?
Anytime, Jim.
Thanks, Wayne. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Wayne Allen Root, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. And with more of his opinions, as you can tell, he has plenty of them. Kind of like me, right? Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.